Ladies and gentlemen, the director of the Mercury Theater and star of these broadcasts, Orson Welles.
We know now that in the early years of the 20th century, this world was being watched closely by intelligences greater than man's, yet as mortal as his own. We know now that as human beings busied themselves about their various concerns, they were scrutinized and studied, perhaps almost as narrowly as a man with a microscope might scrutinize the transient creatures warm and multiply in a drop of water. With infinite complacence, people went to and fro over the earth about their little affairs, serene in the assurance of their dominion over this small, spinning fragment of solar driftwood, which by chance or design, man has inherited out of the dark mystery of time and space. Yet across an immense ethereal gulf, minds that are to our minds, ours that are the beasts in the jungle, intellect, vast, cool, and unsympathetic, regarded this earth with envious eyes, and slowly and surely drew their plans against us. In the 39th year of the 20th century came the Great Disillusionment. Near the end of October, business was better. The war scare was over. More men were back at work. Sales were picking up. This particular evening, October 30th, Crosley Service estimated that 32 million people were listening in on radio.
Change in temperature. A slight atmospheric disturbance of undetermined origin is reported over Nova Scotia, causing a low-pressure area to move down rather rapidly over the northeastern states, bringing a forecast rain accompanied by winds of light gale force. Maximum temperature 66, minimum 48. This weather report comes to you from the Government Weather Bureau. We take you now to downtown New York, where you will be entertained by the music of Raymond Rachello and his orchestra.
Demonstrations there, 8 people dead. Mr. President, it's been more than a year since you saw, you told Assad that he had gold since 30,000 Syrians. 300,000 refugees, the war goes on, he's still there. Should we reassess our policy and see if we can find a better way to influence events there, or is that even possible? In which you go first, sir.
What we've done is organize the international community saying Assad has to go. We've mobilized sanctions against that government. We have made sure that they are isolated. We have provided humanitarian assistance, and we are helping the opposition organize, and we're particularly interested in making sure that we're mobilizing the moderate forces inside of Syria.
Occurring at regular intervals on the spectroscope indicates the gas to be hydrogen
Syrians
and moving toward the Earth with enormous velocity. Professor Pearson of the observatory at Princeton confirms Farrell's observation and describes flame shot from a gun, unquote. We now return you to the music of Ramon Rachello, playing for you in the Meridian Room of the Park Plaza Hotel.
What else, Governor Romney? You've been a chief executive of state. I was just in Joplin, Missouri. I've been in Mississippi and Louisiana and Tennessee and other communities dealing with whether it's the tornadoes, the flooding, and worse.
In the region, including Israel, which obviously has a huge interest in seeing what happens in Syria, coordinating with Turkey and other countries in the region that have a great interest in this. Now, what we're seeing taking place in Syria is heartbreaking, and that's why we are going to do everything we can to make sure that we're helping the opposition. But we also have to recognize that for us to get more entangled militarily in Syria is a serious step, and we have to do so absolutely certain that we know who we are helping, that we're not putting arms in the hands of folks who eventually could turn them against us or allies in the region.
Ladies and gentlemen, following on the news given in our bulletin a moment ago, the Government Meteorological Bureau has requested the large observatories of the country to keep an astronomical watch on any further disturbances occurring on the planet Mars. Due to the unusual nature of this occurrence, we have arranged
to done there. General Allen, our commander. Says that America has continued to die at the hands of groups who are supported by Pakistan. We know that Pakistan has arrested the doctor who helped us catch Obama's bin Laden. It still provides safe haven for terrorists, yet we continue to give Pakistan billions of dollars. Is it time for us to divorce Pakistan?
No, it's not time. To divorce a nation on Earth that has 100 nuclear weapons and is on the way to double that at some point. A nation that has serious threats from terrorist groups within this nation. As I indicated before, the Taliban, the Haqqani network. It's a nation that's not like others, and it does not have a civilian leadership. There's calling the shots there. You've got the ISI, the intelligence organization, is probably the most powerful of the three branches there. Then you have the military, and then you have the civilian government. This is a nation which, if it falls apart,
you've got
terrorists there.
But let us briefly point out three Negroes who were greatly involved in the anti-slavery movement.
The administration for the fact that the relationship with Pakistan is strained. We had to go into Pakistan. We had to go in there to get Osama bin Laden. That was the right thing to do. And that upset them. But there was obviously a great deal of anger even before that. But we're going to have to... With the people in Pakistan.
It's important for the nuclear weapons. It's important for the success of Afghanistan.
Zionist and not with extremists. We haven't done that yet. Talks in 2 years. We have not seen the progress we need to have, and I'm convinced that with strong leadership and an effort to build a strategy based upon helping these nations reject extremism, we can see the kind of peace and prosperity that the world demands.
Keep it in mind, the dark spread is what is going to happen. We've created partnerships throughout the region to deal with extremists.
I'm not going to be able to do that. citizens, except emergencies. Elsewhere, hospitals and rescue teams are working around the clock with casualties, trying to hold the death count to a minimum. However, rescue operations were hampered by panic. Metal collapse and corridors are the most common difficulties facing these civil workers. The teams, and the casualties were brought by automobiles, ambulances, and helicopters, and part of the lost two deaths by the way of the
No, it's not time of divorce. They should have operated for us. Thank you. Professor, may I read the message to the listening audience?
Certainly.
Ladies and gentlemen, I can
read the message.
We are.
The rocket cylinder.
This intense heat they project in a parallel beam against any object they choose by means of a polished parabolic mirror of unknown composition, much as the mirror of a lighthouse projects a beam of light. And that is my conjecture of the origin of the heat ray.
It's kind of like a 4th of July rocket.
Yes, then what?
I turned my head out the window and could have sworn I was straight and green.
Yes?
It's been a kind of greenish streak and then dingo. Something smacked the ground, knocked me clear out of my chair.
Well, were you frightened, really?
Well, I ain't quite sure. I reckon I was kind of riled.
Thank you, Mr. Wilmot. Thank you very much. No, that's quite all right. That's plenty. Ladies and gentlemen, you've just heard Mr. Wilmot, owner of the farm where this thing has fallen. I wish I could convey the atmosphere, the background of this fantastic scene. Hundreds of cars are parked in a field in back of us, and the police are trying to rope off the roadway leading into the farm, but it's no use. They're breaking right through. Cars' headlights throw an enormous spotlight on the pit where the object's half buried. Now, some of the more daring souls now are venturing near the edge. The silhouette stand out against the metal scene. One man wants to touch the thing. He's having an argument with the policeman. Now, the policeman's win. Now, ladies and gentlemen, there's something I haven't mentioned in all this excitement, but it's becoming more distinct. Perhaps you've caught it already on your radio. Listen, please. Do you hear it? The curious humming sound that seems to come from inside the object. I'll move the microphone here. Now, we're not more than 25 feet away. Can you hear it now? Professor Pearson?
Yes, sir.
Can you tell us the meaning of that scraping noise inside the thing?
Possibly the unequal cooling of its surface.
I see. Do you still think it's a meteor, Professor?
Definitely extraterrestrial. Not found on the Earth's atmosphere. You think there's holes in the meteorite?
Nothing's happening. Ladies and gentlemen, this is
end of the thing.
They're trying to get into the truck to get off of
it. It's rotating like a screw in the thing on the
apartment.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the most terrifying thing I've ever witnessed. Wait a minute. Someone's calling someone or something. I can see turning out of that black hole through luminous dish. The eyes might be a face, might be almost heaven. Something wriggling out of the shadow like a great snake. Now it's another one and another one and another one. They look like tentacles to me. They are the same body. Now it's large. Large as a bear. Stripes like wet leather. But that's a face. Ladies and gentlemen, it's indescribable. I can hardly force myself to keep looking at it. So awful. The eyes are black. Gleam like a serpent. The mouth is a kind of V-shape with saliva dripping from its rimless lips. It seems to those quivers pulsate. Monster or whatever it is can hardly move. It seems weighed down by possibly gravity or something. Things rising up now and the crowd falls back and seems plenty to... Pull this microphone with me as I talk. I'll have to stop the description so I can take a new position. Hold on, will you please? I'll be right back in a minute.
We are bringing you an eyewitness account of what's happening on the Wilmoth Farm, Groversville, New Jersey. We now return you to Carl Phillips at Grover's Mill.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Enemy now turns east, crossing Passaic River into the Jersey marshes. Another straddles the Pulaski Highway. Evident objective is New York City. Pushing down a high-tension power station. Keep the coast together now, and we're ready to...
Recently, attack. Students from 31...
...will be over the bridge.
Track to do so. We've seen progress over the past several years. Troops up by the end of 2014. The commanders and the generals there are on track to do so. We've seen progress over the past several years. And when I'm president, we'll make sure we bring our troops up by the end of 2014. The commanders and the generals there are on track to do so. We've seen progress over the past several years.
Экономическая форма, которая была... one caricature sur lui, peut-être aussi c'est faux. Mais je...
surge has been successful, and the training program is proceeding at pace. There are
marching on Baghdad, but clearly it does represent another threat.
14 feet again. Black powder.
For us, has there been any word of opposition? What kind of reception do they have?
In 2014, the commanders and the generals there are on track to do so. We've seen progress over the past several years. The surge has been successful.
Clearly, this is the. It seems the.
A date which will live in infamy.
Governor Romney, you've been a chief executive of state. I was just in Joplin, Missouri. I've been in Mississippi and Louisiana.
Well, after fighting with the artillerymen, I came and left the Holland Tunnel and ended that silent, cool, anxious to know the great city on the other side of the mountain. Cautiously, I came out of the tunnel and made my way up to the 14th Street, and there again, black powder, several bodies, and an evil, ominous smell from the gratings of the cellars and the house. Wandered up to the 30s and 40s. Stood alone on Times Square. Caught sight of a lean dog running down 7th Avenue with some dark brown heat in his jaw. Back of a starving monster. Made a wide circle around. Fresh from the middle. Walked up Broadway in the direction of that. Rain upon that silent shop windows, displaying their mute wares to empty sidewalks. Past the Capitol Theater, silent, dark. Past a shooting gallery where a row of empty guns faced an arrested line of wooden ducks. Near Columbus Circle, I noticed models of 1939 motor cars in the showrooms facing empty streets. Over the top of the General Motors building, I watched a flock of black birds circling the skies. Hurried on. Suddenly, I caught sight of the hood of a Martian machine, standing somewhere in Central Park, gleaming in the late afternoon sun. Same idea. I rushed recklessly across Columbus Circle and into the park. I climbed a small hill above the pond at 60th Street. From there, I could see, standing in a silent row along the mall, 19 of those great metal titans, their cowls empty, their steel arms hanging listlessly by their sides. I looked in vain for the monsters that inhabit those machines. Suddenly, my eyes were attracted to the immense flock of black birds that hovered directly below me. They circled to the ground. And there before my eyes, dark and silent, lay the Martians with the hungry birds pecking and tearing brown shreds of flesh. Dead bodies. Later, when their bodies were examined in laboratories, it was found that they were killed by the putrefactive and diseased bacteria against which their systems were unprepared. Brain, after all, man's senses have failed. The humblest thing that God has wisdom put upon this earth. Before the cylinder fell, there was general persuasion that through all the deep space, no life existed beyond the petty surface of our minute sphere. Now we see further. Dim and wonderful is the vision I've conjured up in my mind of life spreading slowly from this little seedbed of the solar system throughout the inanimate vastnesses of sidereal space. Remote dream. Maybe that the destruction of the Martians is only a reprieve to them and not to us. Future ordained for us. How strange it now seems to sit in my peaceful study in Princeton, writing down this last chapter of the record.
You heard. The stranger, the vanishing people, has stopped. Last disappearance of millions obviously occurred all over the world at exactly the same instant. And here he's no longer there.
The blinking light. No one moves. Yet.
Must have been trying to find out. Words on the falls will these keep coming out.
First, there's a tremendous rising cloud of dead and injured. Although the death toll is not approached to attitude.